All around the world, birds, like dinosaurs, fill just about every habitat in every environment, from the rainforest to the mountains to the seacoast. An ostrich at nearly 3 meters tall and over 135 kilos is the largest modern bird. That may pale in comparison to a Tyrannosaurus rex or the giant Sauroposeidon. But the biodesigns which give birds their ability to get up in the air, to maneuver in flight, and to reproduce are clearly found in dinosaurs. Genetic traits that once allowed dinosaurs to grow to mammoth proportions or survive in a world of brutal killers. Features honed by 165 million years of evolution simply never went away. Tools that once served dinosaurs so well have adapted to serve new functions in modern birds. Dinosaurs used hollow bones to grow very large. Birds use them to save weight. Dinosaurs used air sacs to move air along their massive necks. Birds use air sacs to stay aloft for long periods. So in many ways, the only difference between dinosaurs and birds is scale. And there's even evidence that many terrestrial dinosaurs nearly had what it takes to fly. In fact, the arms and hands of Deinonychus worked remarkably like a bird's wings. For Deinonychus, this high-speed motion creates a grasping claw able to dig deep into flesh. In a bird, this same feature allows its wings to flap at those same high speeds. The key to flight.
Deinonychus' arms were very specialized, much like modern birds. In fact, like a modern bird, they have the ability to fold their arms, or their wings, if you will, to the side. This is the same folding ability that allows birds to fly today.
The wings of a bird in flight are a living example of Deinonychus' claw in action.
Look at a bird out in nature. As it's moving its wings back and forth, the pattern of the joints and the angle of the joints in the wings of birds closely match the pattern we see in Deinonychus.
And there's one final clue, a clue that almost definitively connects birds and dinosaurs, and it's something you'd least expect, something scientists call the furcula, or wishbone. Wishbones today only exist in birds, yet virtually every one of the most ferocious carnivorous dinosaurs had one. In the end, the evidence points to one single conclusion. The mighty T-Rex. The wily Deinonychus. The graceful Quetzalcoatlus. The giant Sauroposeidon were all just supersized birds. So next time you sit down ready to eat your Christmas turkey, just imagine what that bird's great-great-great-great-grandparents could do to you.